לארי הדביק זכות that in his tefila, in his sidur, the Ari, he made this mizmor that we just said at Mincha after Shemoneh Esre, Ramnatzeach ben Ginot mizmor shir, to say it twice a day. Say it one before Shacharit, and one after Mincha. In the morning, after we say Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit Le David, Arumcha Hashem Kedilatani, we start Hashem Melech Hashem Malach. We say the Mizmor Lamnatzeach Ben Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yochanenu Yivarchenu Yer Panav Itanu Sel. We say Mizmor, we say after Mincha. This is what is the power of this Mizmor. Baruch Hashem, we have Tehillim 150 chapters in Tehillim. Came the Ari and chose those mizmorim to be said Shacharit and Mincha. What is really the power of those mizmorim, and what is the reason we have to say one before Shacharit, one after Mincha? Not one after Shacharit, one before Shacharit. Before we say Baruch Shamar, we say the mizmor Olam Natzeach. And Mincha, before we say Alenu Neshabeach, we say this Olam Natzeach, must be a secret, a tremendous reason, power in this mizmor. This week's parasha, Rabotai, starts with this command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should talk to Aharon HaKohen, ואמרת אליו בעלותך את הנרות אל מול פני המנורה יאירו שבעת הנרות. Come חכמים and tell us the following. Since we speak parasha, the parasha ends with the sacrifices of the נשיאים, חנוכת המשכן, חנוכת המזבח. משה רבנו opened the משכן was ראש חודש ניסן. For the first 12 days of this month, every president from every tribe, from each tribe, sacrificed something besides Shevet Levi. Besides Shevet Levi, said the Chachamim that Aharon HaKohen, since he was so-called the head of Shevet Levi, if we may say, was a little bit depressed. How come he did not do anything the day or in the first 12 days, 13 days they opened the Mishkan? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell him Ba'alotcha et hanerot. He should know you have something very special. You're going to light the candles in the Mishkan. And the question, Rabotai, is all the Chachamim asked, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, and all the Chachamim asked the same question. It says, Aharon HaKohen wanted to do something for the Mishkan. It was Chanukat HaMishkan, Moshe opened the Mishkan. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not so-called want him to do something. That's the way he feels. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and tells him, listen, Hashem said you're going to light the menorah. He says, when am I going to light the menorah? Every day I'm going to light the menorah. Okay, every day. But how come I didn't have any special thing to participate in so-called in this party when they open the Mishkan? Shelcha gdola mishelahem, Hashem told Moshe, tell Aaron, he is much bigger. Sheata metiv umadlik et hamenorah. You're going to light the menorah. So what? Light the menorah. This is a daily job, Mevet HaMikdash Rabotai, that really, right now, we don't know yet what is the power of the menorah, but it's tremendous power, tremendous power. Says the Gemara, our miracles in the menorah, constantly, daily, in the first Mevet HaMikdash, the second Mevet HaMikdash, even in the beginning, even bigger miracles. Says Aaron, you can light the menorah. He says, okay, I'm going to light the menorah. Every day I light the menorah, right? I want to do something for the Mishkan. Nothing. This is what you're going to light daily, much bigger, than being so-called participating in the party of opening the Mishnah. Nevertheless, the Ramban does not agree with that, Rabotai, even though it's a Midrash, he says, no, doesn't make sense. This is nothing so special. Right, the menorah, what is this? Says the Ramban, excuse me, Ketoret. Ketoret in Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara says, every person, every coin that eats Ketoret became rich. Ketoret on Yom Kippur. And here, Kadosh Baruch says, you know, Aaron, you can light the menorah. Light the menorah is nothing. How can you compare lighting the menorah to the Ketoret? Spices in Bet HaMikdash was the biggest. Says the Ramban, no, I think the Torah means something else. Says he found Rabbeinu Nissim, what Moshe told Aaron, you should know you can have great great grandchildren. The Chashmonaim, Zechonam Levracha. He said they can, so called, will fight the Greeks, and then we can have Hanukkah. And we all do know Hanukkah, the miracle was with the menorah. They lighted them, they found the oil, that was enough for one night. And at the end, this from the same pitcher, the small pitcher, what they found was sufficient for 8 nights. It says, Baruch Hashem, this is we got the Hanukkah. And later Ramban says he found Rabbi Nissim, Megillat Starim. It says a big secret. This is what Hashem told Moshe. The God tell Aaron, don't worry about it. You know, your great-grandchild, in a few thousand years, you can have Hanukkah. It says, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechila. And there's a party right now going on. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, came down to the Mishkan. I wanted to participate. He said, don't worry about it. You know, Chashmonaim, in Second Bet HaMikdash, 213 years after Bet HaMikdash was built, and we have a mistake in the calendar anyway. He says, anyway, you know, your great-grandchildren, Bezrat Hashem will have Hanukkah. He says, listen, there's a party going on. Can you imagine? You have to go to a party. He says, don't worry, don't go to the party. In 1,000 years from now, your grandson will have a party in Terrace on the Park. Excuse me. I want to go to the party now. What are you telling me? My grandson will have a party in 1,000 years from now. Sister Ramban, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aharon, secret, wait. It's going to be Chag Hanukkah. Of course, Hanukkah is coming very soon, Bezrat Hashem. You all do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle in Bet HaMikdash. They found the pitcher of oil. And Baruch Hashem, the oil was enough for 8 nights instead of 1 night. Okay. So, what is really the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to know? What is really Hashem made this kind of miracle? For what? What's the reason for it? For what? Baruch Hashem, we won the war. גיבורים ביד חלשים, רבים מיד מעטים, זה מייצקי תורתך, ולך עשת השם גדול וקדוש בעולמך, בעלוך השם, you won. What Hashem had to make, רבותיי, this miracle. ברוך השם, the miracle, פורים, okay? So we celebrate one night, פורים, one day, finished. It says, ברוך השם, we saved. We were saved. It says, the Greeks, it's the same thing. Like, over here was Iran, for us, Umadai, over here, was the Greeks. You saved from the Greeks. Hashem had to make us a miracle for 8 days, and then you celebrate Hanukkah for 8 days. What's the purpose? We won the war. Baruch Hashem, we chased the Greeks out of Eretz Israel. Finished. It's a holiday. No, Hashem made so-called a sign. And the Chachamim and their generation said, you know what, from now we're going to have a Chag Hanukkah. What is behind it? Who needs it? The Haftarah, Rabotai, we're going to read this week's parasha. It's the same Haftarah we read on Shabbat Hanukkah in Sefer Zechariah. Yehoshua, Kohen HaGadol, Oni Vesimchi Batzion, be happy. What is this? What's going on? I said, Mashiach is coming. Ve'yareni, Yehoshua, Kohen HaGadol, says, I see something, I see a menorah. See a menorah. An angel comes to him, to Yehoshua Kohen HaGadol, and what do you see? He says, I see a menorah. He says, what is this? I have no idea what it is. That's the Haftarah. The Haftarah ends, Rabotai, Zerubbabel. This is the new king, Yehoiachin's son. He's going to come back, and he's going to be the king in the beginning of second Bet HaMikdash. He says, what is the significance of this menorah? In this menorah, Rabotai, comes the Torah. You know, we all do know, the Gemara says that Moshe had some kind of difficulties to understand how to mix the menorah. Come Chachamim and tell us, you should know, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually showed him the Mishkan. He had so-called an idea how the Mishkan is going to look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a picture. You see, this is the Mishkan. You see, this is the gate around the Mishkan. You see, this is the Echal. You see, this is the Luchot. You see, this is the table. You see, here are the altars. You see, this is the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu looked, Hashem said, no, you know, perfecto. Mucho gracias, gracias a Dios. Said the Gemara, what time Moshe Rabbeinu came downstairs, there's a meeting with Bezalel, Eliav, and says, okay, Hashem said to make a Mishkan. He says, let me tell you something, Hashem showed me a video upstairs. I have a good memory of Baruch Hashem. He drew everything on a piece of paper. He says, that's how you make the echal, and you put the luchot inside. This is how you make the table, you put the lechem apanim, the bread on it. This is how you make the altar, the two altars. This is the menorah. Oh, I forgot how to make the menorah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hotline. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. The menorah I forgot. You remember everything else? Everything else. The menorah I forgot. Hashem told him again. He doesn't know how to do it. Another time, says the Midrash, four times Hashem so-called had to teach Moshe Rabbeinu how to do the menorah. He doesn't know. At the end, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I'm not Einstein. You know what? I'm taking a piece of gold. I'm going to throw it inside the fire. You make the menorah. Ken asa et hamnorah. Asa misha asa. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabotai, Moshe never made the menorah. Moshe never made it. He says, who made it? Hashem made it. How did Hashem make it? Moshe took a piece of gold. One piece of gold. He threw it into the fire. And then the menorah walked outside the fire. He says, it kasha Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult times. How to make the menorah? What's so difficult about the menorah? You go to the Kotel today, there's a menorah right there. Nothing. You read the Rambam Rabotai, Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, it's nothing. It's really nothing. It's nothing. It's not difficult at all. What is the problem to... Moshe doesn't know. He has no idea how to make the menorah. What do we do? Come, Chachamim also tell you, you should know, Vayas, Ken, Aaron. Aaron did exactly. Come, Chachamim tells me, what do you mean he did exactly? He says, to tell you, Aaron never changed anything. What do you mean never changed anything? Of course. Why should he change? Nevertheless, the Torah emphasizes, you should know, Aaron did it exactly the way it was. Not only that, Rabotai, Ham Chachamim and tell us you should know. The menorah is so called forever. Forever. And it's not coincident that in Eretz Israel, when they established Eretz Israel, they were thinking, what's going to be the symbol of Eretz Israel? In America is the eagle, in Iran is a gun. He says, what is in Eretz Israel? They decided the menorah. Again, you know, it's not to do with us, of course. It's not the prophets. But still, why you choose the menorah? What is the symbol of the menorah? What is it? Not only there, in Machshimo Titus, when he came and destroyed Bet HaMikdash, he took all the things from Bet HaMikdash. Packed up everything. Everything he packed up. And everything is in Rome, in the Vatican downstairs. But nevertheless, he came off the boat, he had the menorah on his back. He had the menorah on his back, and then he made a gate. Shara Nitzachon Yimach Shemo Shel Titus. This is the symbol that he destroyed the Jews, that there is you go to Rome, you see, 2,000 years, there's a gate over there, you see on the gate, so-called engraving of that Yimach Shemo Titus, carrying the menorah on his back. He says, what the menorah? He had the altars, he had the table, he had everything from Beit HaMikdash, he had the curtain, he had everything. The Gemara says that Chachamim came down to Rome after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The Romans showed them downstairs everything. They showed them the tzitz, they showed them the parochet, they showed them everything downstairs. He says, what is the menorah? He says, no, Titus took the menorah. He says, the menorah was a symbol that so-called he won on Israel. What is this in this menorah, that this is the symbol? This is what Am Yisrael is all about, is the menorah. Chachamim Rabotai and tell us, you should know, on the shield of David HaMelech, he had that mizmor that we say Shacharit, before Baruch Sha'amar and after Mincha, he had that mizmor written, so-called in the shape of a menorah, on his shield. So the Gemara Chachamim, David HaMelech used to go and kill 1,000 soldiers, one after the other, holding a sword in his right hand, the shield with the menorah in the left hand. Never got hurt, never needed band-aid, nothing. Sheneemar, it says in the Torah, Echa irdof, echad elef. In Parashat Ha'azinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Goyim will say, how is it possible one guy will kill 1,000? This is before the suicide bombers. It says, one person can kill 1,000. I says, who is this? David HaMelech. And how? He had the shield in his hand, and on the shield, he had engraved, Lamnatzeach ben Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Mechoronenu. I said, what is this? What is this mizmor in the shape of the menorah? And Larin says, Rabotai, you should know in the morning, you can do it in the afternoon as well, but in the morning it's crucial. Larin says, when you say Lam Natzeach, you should hold the siddur like this, like the menorah. Don't look at the siddur like this. This is the power of this Lam Natzeach in the morning. It says, like the menorah is standing in your front of the menorah. This is why I'm not a Kohen. What do you mean? Maybe a Kohen should say it. I'm a regular person. Okay, the Kavanah here, Kavanah there. Says Dari Rabotai, says the Zohar like this. You know, says the Zohar, this is the so-called the energy of Rosh Hashanah is the Shofar. The Shofar on Rosh Hashanah breaks all the bad so-called gezerot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar, Rabotai, you should know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Aharon HaKohen to light the menorah in Beit HaMikdash, is exactly like Shofar. When Aharon the Kohen lit the menorah, he waved all the gezerot. That's how powerful is the menorah in Beit HaMikdash, says the Zohar. Cancels all the bad gezerot like the shofar. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something. Shofar, says the Gemara, when you blow shofar, any place you are, the sound of the shofar goes inside the holiest of the holiest, it's called Kodesh HaKodeshim. Says Ari, you should know the menorah is the same thing. The power of the menorah is to cancel all the gezerot. Where? How? He says, when Aaron lit the menorah in Beit HaMikdash, so-called, the light of the menorah is like he lit it inside the holiest of the holiest, cancels all the gezerot, says the Zohar. Says Ari, you should know, Ari, when he made this in the morning, he says, okay, you know, doesn't matter, I came late, I start Baruch Shama. It's crucial to say this mizmor before Baruch Shama. It's crucial to say this mizmor after Mincha. This mizmor in the shape of the menorah was engraved on David HaMelech's shield. That means canceling all the gezerot. And if you remember what the Gemara says, what Yerushalmi says, Shofar is so called sends the Satan away from you. Shofar means Mashiach is coming. Shofar means there's no bad entities in this world anymore. The same power says the Zohar Rabotai, you should know this is the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. And every day, daily, before you start Shacharit, says, no, should we blow Shofar? It's not Rosh Hashanah, says the Zohar. It says, you light the menorah. It says, we should bring a menorah to Beit Knesset. It says, Ari, no. Say that mizmor in the shape of the menorah. Have in mind Beit HaMikdash. Have in mind the menorah Beit HaMikdash. Now, actually, now when you say this mizmor, so called, you are so lighting the menorah Beit HaMikdash, so called, twice a day, according to some Chachamim, according to Rambam, other Mefarshim, once a day in Beit HaMikdash. Chotam Chachamim said twice a day in Beit HaMikdash, in the morning, in the afternoon, let the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. What is the purpose? For what Hashem needs to have a menorah in Beit HaMikdash? What is this status that he took the menorah and he's carrying the menorah on his back? He says that's the symbol of destroying Am Yisrael. Because the menorah Motah is the symbol of Mashiach, of canceling all the gezerot. Like a shofar. Like the Navi says, like the Gemara says, the Rambam says, eventually we say three times a day, Teka b'shofar gadol l'cherutenu, Hashem is going to blow the shofar. It says, you should know, in Beit HaMikdash, twice a day is shofar. It says, of course, we were shofar anyway in Beit HaMikdash, but real shofar is the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. And this is, Rabotai, you should know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts Aharon. He tells Moshe, listen, I want to explain to you something. Everybody, Baruch Hashem, is a Mishkan, Baruch Hashem, they bring sacrifices, bring ketoret, but you should know. I want to explain to you something. Aharon, you're going to light the menorah. Says the Gemara, you should know the light of the menorah is forever. It's forever. He says, don't think Aharon lit the menorah and now we have no menorah. He says, the light of the menorah, the light stays forever. You don't see it, but it stays, the energy stays forever. And he says, you Aaron, I want to explain to you something. I say, you did not participate. You say, you're going to the party. He says, what is the party for? What's the party for? He says, before the wedding under the chuppah, the chatan breaks a glass, and he says, Im ishkachech Yerushalayim. And he says, remember Yerushalayim. What this has to do? He says, chatuna, wedding, Baruch Hashem, everything. Says the Gemara, you know, you have to remember what is the purpose of your life. What is really the goal of this Chatuna? This is a wedding, Baruch Hashem. He says, well, what is the purpose? Purpose, Baruch Hashem, when two people get married, they bring the Shekhinah. He says, eventually, Bezrat Hashem, the Shekhinah will come down, we have Beit HaMikdash. He says, all the president, Baruch Hashem, it's a party. 12 days party. Baruch Hashem, Yerim Mishkan. He says, and so what? So what? I said, you don't understand. Aaron knows what it is. It's the menorah. It's not the menorah. It's so-called the Mashiach that comes from the menorah. The menorah cancels all the gezerot on you. Kavdu Borim says the Gemara, you should know every time you light a candle, every time you light, says the Gemara, this cancels the gezerot. Says the Gemara, Zacha Shaul Lemalchut, Shaul became a king. Because his father, his grandfather used to go and lit the streets of Yerushalayim. Because the menorah, because the light, this is the symbol of canceling the gezerot. And this really, Rabotai, you should know really what Chanukah is all about. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle with the menorah, Rabotai, it's not the menorah. Menorah is, doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us something. Wanted to teach us, should know the power of the menorah is canceling the gezerot. It means when the Maccabim, the Hashmonaim came to Beit HaMikdash, he says, delete the menorah. He says, what is the menorah for? He says, the menorah is a symbol. I says, David HaMelech warned the enemies because of the menorah. Not because he had a sword in his hand and he was able to kill 1,000 soldiers. He had the menorah engraved on his shield, so-called the Tehillim. That is the Mizmor Samach Zayin, L'Mnaseach Ben Ginot, Elohim Yechonen, Elohim. He says, that Mizmor in the shape of the menorah, it's crucial. So you say it once before Shacharit, before the day starts, and so-called before the night starts. After Mincha, you say, L'Mnaseach. So what is this all about? He says, this is to cancel the Gezerot. This is like a shofar, says the Gemara. The Satan gets confused from the shofar. The shofar is a symbol of redemption, of canceling all the bad entities. And that's what Chachamim say, you should know, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah, to light the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, you really think Hashem needs a menorah? Hashem doesn't need a menorah. What do you need a menorah for in Beit HaMikdash? He says, Hashem does not need it. The menorah was just to Aharon HaKohen, that he has the power. And if you remember, says the Ari, later on in Parashat Korach was an epidemic. Moshe told Aaron, you can stop the epidemic. You, take the Torah right now. He says, run. He says, me, how can I stop it? He says, because you light the menorah. And in Sefer Divrei Yamim, Rabotai, when Divrei Yamim describes so-called the generations, they said, Aharon HaKohen, Kodesh Kodashi. A description of a person. No one had this title. The holiest of the holiest. What do you mean holiest of the holiest? What do you mean holiest of the holiest? How come not Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't say Moshe, the holiest of the holiest. He says, Aharon, you the holiest of the holiest? You begging the Moshe Rabbeinu? Impossible. It's a description of Aharon HaKohen, Kodesh HaKodashim, like you have in the Mishkan. In Beit HaMikdash, Kodesh HaKodashim, Aharon is Kodesh HaKodashim. Says, Ari, you know what it means? That's what the Gemara says. When you blow Shofar Rabotai, says the Gemara, it's like you blow it inside Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest of the holiest. Says the Zohar, you should know, lighting the menorah is like the Shofar, exactly like a Shofar. It says Shofar is the inside, the holiest of the holiest. It says Aharon HaKohen goes inside. He says, he's going to light the menorah, not in the holiest of the holiest, just in Beit HaMikdash. Lighting the menorah, it's like you inside Kodesh HaKodesh. And that's the Kavanah, Rabotai, the Ariz said, you should know, Friday night, when the ladies, the light near Shabbat, Chag, the light on Shabbat, it says, you have to have this in mind. It says, it's a mitzvah on Shabbat to light a candle. For what? For what? Of course, simple explanation means, I should not sit in the dark. Okay, so what is the mitzvah for? What's the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. It's Hashem wants you to have a very nice place. The Gemara says, the Ariz says, what the Chachamim say, you have to wear nice clothing on Shabbat, you have to have special food on Shabbat. There's no bracha. There's no bracha when you're going to wear Shabbat clothing, there's no bracha. Where is the bracha? It says, when you make special food for Shabbat, there's no bracha. How come there's bracha when you light the candle for Shabbat? Says the Ariz, the lady has to have this kavana. When you light the candle of Shabbat, it's like you light it inside Kodesh HaKodesh. And this is what Chachamim said in the lady, when she says the bracha, and she lights the candle of Shabbat, her tefillot, her prayers, are very powerful. Of course, you know, she does a mitzvah, so what? There's plenty of mitzvot. But lighting the candle for Shabbat is like lighting the candles inside Beit HaMikdash. This is the Kavanah of Friday night when you light the candle. It's not okay, the mitzvah on the lady to light candles. So what's the mitzvah of the lady? What is it for? He says, no, you should know this is like you lighting in Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the holiest of the holiest. It's not just, you know, lighting a candle. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu Rabotai gave us this mitzvah every time for Shabbat and Chag to light the candle. He says, for what? For what you need to light a candle? It's a privilege. It's for us to cancel the Gezerot. For us, so-called, to have the power of the Shofar. It's exactly like a Shofar, says the Zohar. Like what you think on Rosh Hashanah Shofar, Hashem gave it to us twice a day. We say the Mizmor. Bezrat Hashem, you say the Mizmor, you say from all the tragedies. Say the Mizmor B'chavona, says Dari, imagine yourself, I'm in Bet HaMikdash, I'm lighting the candle. I'm lighting the candle, and it's like I'm blowing the Shofar. You're blowing the Shofar, cancels all the Gezerot from me. Comes Dari and he says, this is really, you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand it. He came to Shamayim, Hashem showed him the menorah, he comes down and says, I forgot how to make the menorah. He says, Moshe, you remember everything? Everything. I remember the whole Torah, all the halachot. Moshe, you saw a menorah upstairs? Yeah, I saw a menorah. Can you draw it on the paper? I have no idea. What do you mean, Moshe, how come you don't know what it is? He says, I can't, I don't know. He says, oh, you know why he doesn't know? Because lighting the menorah is so special, this is like blowing the shofar, like canceling the satan. Cannot cancel the satan. Cannot cancel. Moshe Rabbeinu came downstairs, Rabotai, after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, he says, you don't have this kind of a power. Hashem had to teach him and show him, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gave up, says the Gemara, he threw a piece of gold inside the fire, the menorah came outside. He says, you should know, the menorah is the power against the satan, against the bad entities, against the gezerot. He says, too late now. They did the golden calf. I came down. I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't remember how to make the menorah. I'm sorry. I don't remember how to make it. Says the Gemara, Rabotai, you should know. When Moshe told Aaron to do it, says Gemara, you know what? Moshe came and forgot even to tell Aaron how to do it. He tells him, do this. Do this. Says Aaron, says, oh, I know by myself. Thank you very much. I know. Afilo Moshe lo limdo. Moshe Rabbeinu yada. Aaron figured out everything on the menorah. He says, how do you figure this out? But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Rabotai. Shelcha gdola mishelayim, lighting the menorah. For Aaron, it's called Kodesh HaKodeshim. He says, the idea is to cancel the Gezerot. He says, how Aaron knows it. Lo diacha shelo shina, says the Gemara, you should know. Aaron didn't change anything. What do you mean to change anything? He says, Aaron was so careful that nothing should go wrong with the menorah. He says, the menorah is so important that Aaron was so careful that nothing should go wrong. He said, what is menorah is so important? Because the power of the menorah, Botan, is the power of the shofar. He said, actually, when he lit the menorah, canceled all the gezerot. And this is what really, what the whole idea, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Aaron, you're much greater. When all the presidents, everyone sacrificed, came to the party, sacrificed, it's nothing. He says, this is a gezerot coming up. Who is going to cancel the gezerot? None of the presidents can cancel the gezerot. Aaron can cancel the gezerot. Aaron can so-called bring the redemption. He says, when Aaron was lighting the menorah every day, twice a day, once a day, machloket among the rishonim, he says, canceling all the gezerot. And this is what is so important. He says, you should know, especially in those days that we're coming now, it says the summertime, it says that mizmor should be in front of you all the time. It's better if you have it in the parchment, if you have it written by a sofer. It says it's very powerful mizmor. It says that mizmor is like lighting the menorah, that's canceling the gezerot. Bezrat Hashem will have it, Mashiach, Rabbi Menachem.